At the hotel in Suva, Chandler is visited by a police officer who tells him the prisoner they took aboard the liner has killed himself by smoking a cigarette like that which killed Andre. The officer gives Chandler a small box containing the man's personal effects. Chandler finds a tiny gold charm of native workmanship. Nadji, terrified, cries that it's an image of a tribal drum, the symbol of the unknown terror. The present act opens in a cafe, much frequented by tourists. It is evening. Chandu, the magician.
Is this table all right, Uncle Frank?
Oh, son, isn't it too close to the musicians?
Mother, I don't see another table for five. What do you suppose makes it so crowded in here?
Why, silly, it's those people off the ship.
Yes. That boat leaves for Sydney at midnight, son. Would you and Najee rather go back to the hotel for dinner? Come here tomorrow when it's not so crowded?
Oh, I don't know. Would you, Najee?
Oh, Najee, please say no. What difference does it make if it is crowded? I think this is thrilling. Jessica's out here. It's positive like cannibals, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at their bushy hair. Don't you think they're picturesque, Bob?
Yeah, sure. I think this is keen. What do you say, Najee?
Oh, Bob, I do not mind to stay.
Well, let's stay then. Come on, sit down.
Do you suppose they have a lot of funny food, Uncle Frank?
No, except, of course, tropical fruits.
Oh, dear, I think that's too bad.
You came here 200 or 300 years too late, Betty.
Why?
Because in the days...
I know. Before the white man came. Uncle Frank?
Yes.
Well, I bet you'd get tired of living on coconut and bananas, Betty.
Oh, but don't they have something to eat they call kava?
Oh, kava's not something to eat, Betty. It's a drink. And a very strong drink at that.
Well, all right.
You'll have to be satisfied with the thrill of having orchids on the table, Betty.
Why, Uncle Frank, are those orchids in that bowl? They don't look like the kind we have at home.
Yes, they're orchids. They grow wild here, you know. If we take a trip to one of the neighboring islands, you'll probably see them growing.
Oh, won't that be fun? I feel like a motion picture star with orchids on the table. Even if those green things don't look like orchids.
I bet fellas don't send orchids to the girls over here, do they, Uncle Frank? They'd probably send them a subscription to the New Yorker.
Yes, I'm sure the native girls would appreciate that, son. Frank, some of these waiters are Hindus, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Doc. Almost half the people over here are Hindus.
They are?
Yes. The first ones were brought over to work on the sugar plantation.
I noticed the servants at the hotel were dressed like Hindus, but I didn't realize they really were.
Yes, they are.
Oh, look, look, Mother. Look, Najee. See that man standing up there by the street? I wonder what he's going to do.
He's probably a Fiji Island crooner.
It's time for the tale of Piero.
He's a storyteller. Don't you love him?
In the days of my father and grandfather, there lived at the foot of the Fire Mountain, Nukulau, most beautiful maiden in all the islands of the sea.
Isn't it fun, Mother? Hush.
Her eyes were brown, like the soft eyes of the jungle dove, and her hair was as black as the tropic night itself.
I wonder what happened to all those pretty girls around here.
Bob, you have no soul. I bet we'll see a lot of them tomorrow.
Children.
It happened that one day at Nukulau sat before her house, leaving the tablecloth for the feast of the moon goddess. The canoe Hieros flew across the water, and as it came to rest, Hieros beheld the maiden.
Oh, yeah, another one of those stories.
No, stop, Bob.
Day after day, the canoe Hieros rested on the sand before the house of Nukulau. But the chief of the tribe, Nukulau's father, or not Hieros, for he was in the house of silence until the moon should again be low in the heaven.
What does he mean by the house of silence, Uncle Frank?
Some sort of tribal ceremony, Betty.
But if the maiden did not know that Hieros had killed her brother, son of the chief, and because it happened far from the island where the maiden lived, Hieros himself lived not.
Boy, this is more like it.
Last, the father of Nukulau came forth from the house of silence and beheld Hieros seated beside the maiden. The House of Silence has given the father of Tuvalu great power over land and sea and over the hearts of men.
What does he mean?
He means he was a witch doctor or something, huh, Uncle Frank?
Yes, I think so.
Listen, children.
Suddenly, upon the heart of Yeros, the father of Tuvalu cast a spell. And without looking backward, Yeros sprang into his canoe, hearing not the cry of the maiden. And as she looked after him, the sky and the great storm swept the face of the sea.
Oh, what does that mean?
Far out into the angry waves, the canoe of Yeros sailed, until at last it sank into the pounding of the water, and Yeros was never seen again.
Gosh.
Thus was the vengeance of the tribe fulfilled, and the law of the jungle obeyed. It is finished.
Yes, but what about the poor girl?
And served her right.
Oh, Bob, you're perfectly heartless.
Hush, children. Frank, is that man in the white linen suit looking for you?
Where, Doc? Oh, I wonder if he is.
Good evening. Are you Mr. Chandler?
Yes.
My name's Steve Wilson. I understand you're looking for a sailing vessel to take your party on a short trip.
Yes, I am.
A friend of mine named Chamberlain, a police officer, told me to come and see you. He said I'd find you here tonight.
That's very kind of you. Won't you sit down?
Thanks. I'll just pull up this chair and sit here. I've had my dinner long ago.
You'll have a glass of wine with us?
Thanks. How many is in this party you want to take?
Just the five of us here. Now, Princess Nadia, may I present Mr. Wilson?
I am charmed, Mr. Wilson.
Howdy. My sister, Mrs. Regent.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you.
Her son and daughter.
How do you do?
How are you? So, you want to go for a little sail around the island, eh?
Oh, yes, we can hardly wait.
You understand, we can stay but one day. We're to take the steamer back to the States.
You mean the New Zealand boat?
Yes.
That's all right. There's an island about a day's sail from here, where you can see things just as they were before white men came to this part of the world.
Oh, gee, that's keen.
You mean a regular desert island?
Well, that's not what you'd call a desert, miss. It's full of tropical fruit and parrots and things.
Do many tourists go there?
No, not many. It's too far for most of them. They like to stay around Suva here or take a little trip inland.
Is this island inhabited?
No, there's nobody lives there now. There used to be natives on it, but they haven't been seen for 20 years, I guess.
Oh, it sounds perfectly fascinating. Shall we go there, Uncle Frank?
Would you like to, Dorothy?
Yes, I'd like very much. Would you, Najee?
If you like, Dorothy. It will help us to pass the time until the ship arrives from New Zealand.
Well, let's go early in the morning, shall we? Because we'll have longer to stay.
You'll have to stay overnight, you know.
How could we do that? No one lives there.
Well, when I've taken people over there before, I took camping equipment along. We pitched a little camp on the beach.
Oh, Mother, let's do that.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you see, Mrs. Regent, it gives you another day to see the place. You'll still have almost a whole day to wait for the boat when you get back. What do you say, Mr. Chandler?
It's for the ladies to decide.
Oh, please, Mother. Najee, you don't care, do you?
No, Bob.
Shall we go back to your hotel and settle this thing then? So as I can have the boys put the stuff in the boat tonight?
Why, yes, Blythe.
Oh, wait a minute. Count me, Uncle Frank. Those men are going to sing again, and I want to hear them.
Oh, yeah. Do you mind, Mr. Wilson?
Why, no, of course not.
You'll be away for a day or so.
What's the matter?
Do you mean you're alarmed about that song, Mr. Wilson?
Those fellows are new to Suva. I've never seen them here before.
but there's going to be trouble.
What do you mean? What kind of trouble?
I don't know exactly. You heard that song they sang.
Uncle Frank, do you suppose it's some kind of a warning, like the gypsies used to sing in Albania?
Is it a warning, Mr. Wilson?
It's not exactly a warning, but I know that song. I've been in these islands for years. They never sing it unless they're getting ready for some of their tribal ceremonies.
Isn't that exciting? Maybe we can see them.
I hope not, miss, because the ceremonies that go with that song are the kind it's just as well for white people not to know about.